Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. A new week of Southern Miss Sports Talk. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Opening segment of our show today is sponsored by Movie Star Restaurant. That's where you go for a great Southern cooking buffet 6 days a week, 11 to 2 Monday through Friday. 5 to 8 on Friday night, 11 to 2 on Sunday. 25 years serving the Pine Belt Movie Star Restaurant. Another good week for Golden Eagle baseball. The RPI up to number 8 in the country. Man, that's good this time of the year. Golden Eagles ranked 12th in this one's D1 poll. They jump up 6 spots from last week. Baseball America pushes the Eagles up 3 spots to number 13. Also coming in number 13 in the coaches poll here. Late Monday morning is when that first came in. And Coach Christian Ostrander joins us every Monday. Coach, you and I talking off the air, you got to feel really good about an 8 RPI this late in the year. And that's a testament to the difficult schedule that you and your men took on and have navigated so well through.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's kind of why you want to do it. It's hard, you know, it's hard getting through it, but you got a chance to get rewarded, you know, if you do. So, you know, we're in a good spot, but there's still, you know, a lot of meat left on that bone, and we got to keep going to work.
Yeah, no question. Good weekend down in Mobile. It's funny, another thing we discussed before we went on the show is you talk about how quirky baseball is. You were one pitch and maybe one fluky double that really was kind of a chopped ball in the infield that turns up being a double. Those two plays right there may have prevented a perfect week.
Yeah, just, you know, baseball, sometimes the ball doesn't bounce for you. You know, you can find a hole, you can, you know, whatever, get a bad hop, it can, you know, bounce over your head like that one. And it just, you know, it's part of it, you know. It's just, that's what's great about baseball, too. I mean, you can get a hit. A hit's a hit. Doesn't matter how hard it's hit or where it's hit. And, you know, and an out's an out. So you can hit one real hard and it's an out, and oh well. So it's a baseball. That's all you can say.
Great effort yesterday. We're kind of starting in reverse here, even with the Sunday one-run loss. But what an effort by Camden Sustrom. 7 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits. Coach, he has really settled into that position, hadn't he?
Yeah, he looked really comfortable yesterday. And the fastball had really good action. And the slider, I mean, he just pounded the zone and just did a great job. And, you know, and I think just part of his growth and you know, a really good building block for him, because now he can always look back at that performance and go, okay, I know I can do this, and just continue to grow. But yeah, he pitched well. I hate that he didn't get rewarded with the W, but he gave us a shot to win.
Yeah, Coach, the South Owl announcers were saying during the game yesterday that they had talked to you during the course of the weekend, and you had indicated that the reason you moved Sundstrom to Sunday was to give him another day's rest. Do you, first of all, is that accurate? And secondly, do you anticipate keeping him there?
Well, I didn't say that. And okay. No, right. it was totally, I don't know, but that's fine. No, it was, there's some strategy involved with that, with the way you kind of manipulate your bullpen a little bit too. And so just some guys you want to piggyback off of and things. So it's more of a strategical reason, but you know, we got 3 good options to go on, you know, Friday, Saturday, sure, or Sunday.
Well, let me say this, Coach, I'm going to take your word every time over the South Alabama play-by-play guy, so I'm glad that you clarified that for me.
The point that you made too, Coach, about how quirky baseball is, Sundstrom pitched so well, didn't get the win, and then there's been other times just in the game of baseball in general where a guy could go out there and have not a very good start and get the win. You know, it's just one of those things. But Gillespie with that thunderous jolt, you know, over the weekend, man, he's hitting the ball so well, and we talk about his strength all the time, but lots of times we fail to mention – his hands and how quick his hands are. Can you talk a little bit about that? And can you, as a coach, develop quicker hands in players, or how do quick hands happen?
Well, a lot of it's God-given. You know, it's a gift, guys, to just have something in those wrists, you know, in those hands, and they can really, you know, generate even a little bit more power because of that. And I think it's something you can get stronger and things of that nature. I think the type of swing you have also has something to do with that. But Davis is so strong, he is, and, you know, he never looks like he's swinging the bat, real hard. I mean, it's strength with the hands and the wrist coming through there that adds some incredible power. So, he's done a great job, and hopefully, you know, he'll just keep growing and keep doing it.
And you hear the term soft contact, hard contact. Overall, how would you describe the way that you guys are hitting the baseball at this point?
I like it. I really do. I thought we had a lot of loud outs. I thought, some balls hit right on the screws that, sinking line drives, outfielders catch or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, there were some really good loud outs. And obviously there's always going to be some soft outs too. I mean, you know, it's just because they're trying to make you miss as well. And overall, I really like, you know, kind of the vibe that I'm seeing with that and the swings and just everything about it. So hopefully that'll keep going.
Camden Clark didn't have the greatest weekend. What was he maybe not doing this weekend that he was much more proficient at, say, the last 2 weeks out?
Well, he never got settled. I mean, they kind of jumped him, ambushed him, whatever, and he just never got settled, you know, and never got control of that box. And credit to them, but I think he would tell you that he didn't have his best stuff, and it was pretty evident to me early. And me and Coach Leger was talking about, I think I went out there for a visit after a strikeout, because I could just see it. I mean, he wasn't getting in his legs, and he was too heavy going down the mound too quick, and that's why he lost some below. It was only 92, 93, which isn't bad, but, you know, we're accustomed to seeing him, you know, 94, 95, 96. And, it's just some physical things that he didn't control, and I think it affected him.
Isn't it interesting that the naked eye, Bob, probably couldn't pick up any of that?
Right. You know? Well, that's why you and I are working here and not coaching a top 15 baseball player.
Right.
Let's jump to Saturday, Coach. I'm getting a little hesitant to quote these South Alabama guys now, but they said Saturday that in their tenure, in the third inning, that every member of your batting rotation scored, and they had never seen that before. Did your book show the same thing? And if so, have you ever seen that, Coach?
I think it did show that. I'll have to give them props on that one. Because I looked up one time and I thought, man, is that nine guys, you know, that
all
has
scored,
gone through? And I think it was. I don't know if I've seen that before, I'll be honest with you. It's that was crazy. And I don't think there was an out made till the 10th hitter of the inning.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. You know, we can do that. I hope we do that a lot. So,
yeah. All right. Now, have you bottled that, Coach? I mean, can you bottle that sort of momentum? What causes something like that?
I mean, hitting's contagious. And momentum and luck. Just there's a lot of factors. You can't. There's nothing you could. There's not a formula for that. It's just. It's, you know, sometimes the ball falls for you, sometimes it doesn't, and so just happened to hit it where they weren't, and some good swings too, and just, you know, opportunistic. But I do think there's a real thing to some rhythm with an offense is, you know, it gets contagious, and it's hard to stop momentum.
Yeah, and we lose sight of the fact Saturday because of all the runs scored, but once again, here comes, for his 95th appearance, Cross Sibley, who just right now is really on a, if you can say Cross is on a tear, he's just so calm through the whole thing. But 95 appearances as a Golden Eagle pitcher, and he pitches like that. He has been a real dude, Coach Oz.
Yeah, he's, we needed him. You know, we challenged him pretty good, you know, when he was scuffling a little bit and, you know, pitching with a little, not as much confidence as he should have, and then he got out of that. You know, he got out of that. So he's out of that fog and back doing what he's doing, and we need him to. And, he's 95 appearances, probably about 240 innings here in his career thus far, and that's pretty good.
Third all-time as of today in Southern Miss baseball history. That's pretty good for a kid from Summerall, Kelly.
Well, I think he's had enough performances now that he could get an NIL deal with Medicare supplements.
And But his demeanor is just so cool. It's just so much fun to watch him because his demeanor's the same. It just doesn't.
Look, that helps. I mean, that really helps. Like yeah. I said, and Coach Ostrander's talked about this before, whether you're winning by 10 or losing by 10, you don't ever want to be able to tell from the pitcher's look.
Yeah. Before we hit the break, Coach, about 15 seconds, but just your general thoughts of a kid like Cross Sibley. They're rare, aren't they?
Oh yeah, he's unique. I will tell you that, and it's been a fun 5 years with him, and you know just the time and the growth, and you know learning how to speak his language, I guess, has been kind of fun.
It takes you a long time to figure out he even has a voice.
Yeah,
you know,
he's a great kid, though.
Yeah.
We're talking to baseball coach Christian Ostrander, Golden Eagles number 12 in this week's D1 poll, 8 RPI. Can't repeat that enough, man. That's the important number, and it is way up there. Lots of baseball this week as well. Coach Oz, his thoughts on that when the Super Talk Eagle Hour continues.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're talking to baseball coach Christian Ostrander. We get so carried away in our off-air conversations that one kind of ran into the break a little bit. So my apologies if that was a little bit of a glitch. Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of our program. That's where Matt Warren and his staff sell premium Goodyear products and provide full auto and truck service. Eagle Tire West. Family-owned, family-operated since 1985. Check them out, the big Southern Miss supporters. Coach, another congratulatory comment you've certainly earned, as well as everybody, I guess, associated with Southern Miss baseball, is now 30 wins for 24 straight seasons. That's number one in Division I, and you guys are right there lurking to get your 10th consecutive 40-win season. But quite a tribute to you, Coach Oz, and the men that have come before you, right?
That's a great stat, and that's something that's sustained, right? I mean, that's something that's built. That's a culture. That's great coaches long before me and players. And again, our job is just to continue that and the best we can. And I know since I've been here, I guess almost 10 years ago, to be part of it, man, it's just special. It really is. Very, very fortunate.
Coach Oz, now you guys head to the Big Easy tomorrow night to take on the Green Wave, who was just here last week. What do you know more about them since you played them last week that will help you prepare for tomorrow night's contest?
Probably really nothing more. I mean, it's that quick. I mean, the numbers, you adjust your numbers a little bit, but it's pretty much, you're just going to go off of what we saw when we played them here, so I don't think enough time's gone by where somebody's necessarily, anything's changed.
Yeah.
And but we'd look at it and see if anybody had just a hot, red-hot weekend that hit a couple homers or whatever. That might mean they're seeing the ball better. And so you got to, treat them differently. So, but not a whole lot.
Now you handle, of course, the scheduling for your team, and I've gotten this question from a couple of people that I don't know the answer to, so I'm going to go right to the man. This will be the last midweek game that you guys have, prior to the end of the year. And, of course, there's only about 2 or 3 weeks left in the regular season. Why stop the midweek games when you do this late in the year?
To recover. To hopefully, get to a point where, you can catch your breath a little bit before the next push. to try to get a little fresher. You got final exams coming up too, you know.
Yeah.
So you obviously avoid that week. So it's just kind of how it falls. I mean, I'm not saying I would not be opposed to having a midweek game next week if it was there, warranted or whatever. And it's just, you know, in the scheduling part, there's some, it gets hard to find all the dates to line up. And that's probably the best answer I could give for that.
So, Bob Geddy, we have a scoop on the program that Southern Miss baseball players are taking exams so that they can get a degree.
Yes, and I think most of them do. Just that, get a degree.
A lot of other college athletes aren't doing that so much.
Our kids, I don't think there are any classroom problems or whatsoever. Coach, we talked a little early about your high RPI, 8 in the country, and obviously that's attributed to the schedule that you put together and how your kids have performed in that schedule. And I know you're not going to release any names, but you put together a really eye-catching early season non-conference schedule this year. Are you already working on next year's? Is it already in place?
Oh yeah, next year's done, and the year after that, non-conference weekend's already done. So you kind of go, it's a few years in advance. So yeah, the 27 schedule is already done. And the 28th, all I'm working on now, just some midweeks.
Yeah. Will it be the same level of difficulty that you put together this year?
It'll be a doozy. It'll be a good one. So, yeah, we'll have to earn every bit of it.
Okay. And with the notoriety now, Coach Ostrander, of your program nationwide, from a recruiting standpoint, do you start with a more broad-based recruiting field going a lot out further nationally, or do you start closer to home and then extend out?
No, we're going to stay in our niche here and then extend out from there. So, you know, just really done really good in my opinion here in our state, and South Louisiana, Alabama, you know, just that area, that's the core of it. And then certainly, you know, you're going to extend outward, you know, when it calls for it, and we're going to be at all the events we're supposed to be at, to where you can see multiple. But you know, I think sometimes you can chase things at a distance that you got them right here that you could chase too. So, you know, we're going to stay with what we've been doing well.
And, of course, the state of Minnesota.
of course. We own that.
Yeah,
we
that's
own
right.
Minnesota. Coach Oz, when you look at that schedule, the more success you have, and obviously the program's having a lot, does it become easier or more difficult to schedule non-conference? In other words, do you have really good teams that have the same philosophy as you? Yeah, we want to go play Southern Miss. We want to see where we're at. Or do you have teams that you get the sense, I think we're going to look for a little easier route?
I think both. I think there's some that don't want to come here, and I think there's some that, heck yeah, let's go, you know, because they know, you know, kind of iron sharpens iron. You're going to help each other's RPIs, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think some programs see that and that'll be there. And then some maybe shy away from it a little bit more. But, it's people want to come here, too, because they hear how great it is to play here, how hard it is. But, you know, but the environment and our fans and that means a lot, and that's a credit to our fans. And, I mean, I've talked to a coach, I won't name him, from a Big 12 school, that they're dying to come here because of that, you know, and stuff. So that's refreshing, you know, when you have that kind of reputation.
Coach, it looked like Saturday and Sunday you had more fans, Southern Miss fans, in the stands than the home team. I mean, that's we get kind of used to that, but, man, that's unusual, is it not?
It's awesome, and our players, they love it. They appreciate it. I overheard them just talking, like, just kind of whatever, random time, and right at the start of the game, whether it was Saturday or yesterday, I heard one of them say, man, look, man, we got so many more fans than they have, and, you know, and so it matters. They see it, and they appreciate it, and it is, man. It just – It's special, and it means a lot to us all.
All right, two players I want to ask you about, and then, Kelly, get the last question in. I know everybody felt good about Tucker Stockman. He's really come around. But there was a moment this weekend that I went back and looked at the replay two or three times, and that's when Lawson Odom hit a home run, Coach. And I wasn't watching him. I saw the kids in the bullpen, their immediate reaction, and then you could see the kids in the dugout, and it was more than a normal celebration for a home run, and I think that kind of showed me a lot about the about the camaraderie on this baseball team. They were genuinely happy to see that kid knock one out of the park, weren't they?
Oh, it was. They exploded. It was fun. I was happy for Lawson. You know, like I said, it's you know, the hitting part hadn't come real easy for him or Tucker really for a lot this year. But they work hard, and they just keep battling, and you know, and they're doing great now, and I'm proud for him, and his teammates, you know, love him, and they celebrated that with him. I guarantee you that.
Coach, we talked about Tulane tomorrow night, and I know it's one game at a time, but you've got a newly resurgent Warhawk team in Monroe that you guys are going to have to deal with, you know, here this weekend. Man, they've been one of the surprises in the conference, I think.
Yeah, all the coaches I've talked to that's already played them, they said, man, they're different. They're you know, they're different than what they've been. So I said, I got you. You know, I mean, ultimately, you know, 10 of these left, and each one of them, man, I could care less who it is. We got to go play good baseball and just focus on us.
All right, Coach, your kind of overview here. We got what, 3 or 4 weeks left. We're really moving down the stretch of the tournament's going to be here before you realize it. But your overview of where your squad is and whatever message you might have to your loyal fan base that follows your kids so closely.
Yeah, I mean, I like where we're at. You know, 2 weeks ago I probably wouldn't say that, and you know, but I think we weathered some storms, and you know, and hopefully grew through those storms, and realized, you know, just what we have to do, and I like the energy and the vibe of these guys, and they know. Trust me, they know what we're trying to accomplish and what we put ourselves in a position to have the opportunity, and we just got to go play and just stay relaxed and just stay hungry. And so, you know, look forward to watching these guys these next 10 games go chase something and chase it hard.
All right, Coach, the next time I hear announcers from other schools quoting you, I'm just going to block it out. I'm not going to give it any credence whatsoever.
Fake news,
yeah. So Coach didn't say that, after all. Hey, Coach, always great having you on the show. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach Christian Ostrander, everybody.
I agree with him. I like where the Eagles are right now.
I do too.
Good mix. And I didn't really notice just how quick Davis Gillespie's hands were until this weekend. I mean, if you even looking at it in a slow mo, when you see how quick his hands get through the strike zone, and then when he talks about his strength, he doesn't even necessarily have to hit it solidly to make a launch because he's so strong.
He can lift. He's a beast, dude. Yeah. When he barrels up, nobody hits it any harder. And, you know, it's easy to forget. This is a kid that lost his job last year, Kelly.
Yeah.
And didn't pout up, didn't enter the portal. Didn't start saying, well, who's going to write me a big check if I come to your school? No, Davis Gillespie. How do you not feel good for a kid like that on your team, huh?
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be in college athletics.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
As always, I want to thank Coach Oz for coming on with us every Monday, breaking down the weekend. Another good weekend. It's more fun to talk about these weekends than those 500 weekends, but I think those may be behind this baseball team. DBAT sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. They're located on Hardy Street. That's where you can go for baseball and softball training. Adult sports training of every sort. Also, MCS Home Center reminds you that this coming weekend, we'll get the exact night, Friday or Saturday, they're going to give away 2,000 MCS Bleeds black and gold t-shirts, and you'd never dream who's going to hand them out, Kelly Sander.
Well, it's not Beyonce.
No, she's booked.
So, my second guess would be right underneath Beyonce, it would be Scott Berry.
They remind me of one another a lot. Yes, I'm sure. And I know Scott's a big Beyonce fan.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Scott Berry will be handing out 2,000 MCS Home Center t-shirts this weekend at the Monroe Baseball Series. Be sure you get you one, and be sure the next time you have a project for your home, your lawn, or your garden. Or if you need reading glasses, Kelly, MCS Home Center in Bellevue.
Peeper's glasses.
Yeah.
And with when you get those Peeper's glasses, you'll be able to read just perfectly.
Well, you know, not many things in life are perfect, but we do have a perfect picture on the Super Talk Eagle. Kayla Gargina has shocked the college softball world. She threw not a no-hitter because she told me I've had multiple no-hitters. she did tell me that off here. But she threw a perfect game this weekend against South Alabama. Young lady, congratulations. What do you attribute your early – just a couple weeks ago, you were on the Eagle Hour. Do you contribute that to this perfect game that you threw this weekend?
I think a lot of the attribution to me pitching a perfect game definitely goes to, like, my team and my defense. Being able to go up early in the game, 5-0, really gave me the confidence to stay in the game for my team and put in the effort. And I only had one strikeout, so it was really the defense making clean plays to really get us out of the innings, and it definitely kept my pitch count down too, which helped a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So for people that may not know, Kelly, you correct me, you're the baseball man here.
Softball guy.
Yeah, but perfect game means that nobody gets on base. Nobody walks, nobody gets a hit, nobody gets on base.
No errors.
Period.
That's right.
Right.
In fact, in the game yesterday against South Al, where the Eagles swept South Al this weekend, we don't have the chorus. We strike up the chorus for a sweep.
It's not up here, and you know, sometimes when I try to bring things up, you know what bad happens.
Yes, there, yes. Because. 8-0 was the final yesterday. Kayla Giardino only threw 60 pitches in a perfect game yesterday at the Southern Miss Softball Complex. There have only been 4 perfect games thrown in the history of the school. The first 3 were thrown by the same woman, Courtney Blades, who, of course, set every kind of softball record, went on to play on the Olympic team. So Kayla Giardina is now in that boat with Courtney Blades. And I want to ask you, Kayla, as a pitcher, lots of times pitchers will say, man, I knew about the second inning I was on. Or conversely, they'll say, I knew by the second inning it was going to be a long day for me. At what point did you know that that day could be special and that you had everything working?
Honestly, I really wasn't thinking at all about how I was doing. Before the game, we were told that if we won, it would be Coach Poole's 100th win.
That's right.
And I really wanted to be able to help her accomplish that goal in her life as well, especially with her family, to be able to be in the stands. And also to really help my team get that first sweep of the season, especially since it was with a team that was really close ranked to us in our conference.
But
so
you,
to be able to really take the sweep and just stand up and be able to help my team out in this way really meant more than like what the numbers showed.
Well, Friday night you also pitched against South Al, so you had seen them before. What particular problems before the series started did they present, and what were you able to figure out with them that you really handcuffed them both on Friday and Sunday?
Yes, sir. I definitely think that on Friday I learned their batters, which also I was put at a different disadvantage because they learned me as well. But I think going into Sunday, I really focused on keeping the height of the pitches down and learning where they chase and where I could get them to just make little bloop hits that I know that our team could prevent from getting them on base without making an error. And I think we really accomplished that very well on Sunday.
Well, with the win, the Eagles go 33-20 overall. They have not had this many conference wins in 10 years. They are 14-7 in conference play, 33-20 overall. One of the things, Kayla, that you've been really proud of is that really nobody saw this coming except for you guys. I mean, when we did the preseason interviews with y'all said, yeah, we're going to be pretty good, which is what you'd expect any athlete to say. But outsiders looking in said, well, they can say all they want. I mean, the talent on the paper just isn't there. Well, they were wrong.
Yes, sir. We were ranked preseason to be number 11, and we knew it was because we had a young staff pitching-wise and on the field coming in. We have multiple freshmen who start. But really, like, we saw at practice the way that these freshmen stood up, including the pitchers and the defensive players. And we knew how good we could be. It was just a matter of making sure that we actually execute when it comes to in-game. And I think so far we've done a great job of showing it. And we really look forward to closing out the season, hopefully with a lot more wins.
She talked about that big inning. Kinsley Gordon Sively hit a grand slam homer, Bob. Her first home run of the year, and it was a grand salami.
And that was the wife of a famous baseball player around here.
The right? Cross Sibley.
How about that?
Yes.
Hey, Kayla, you made a great point earlier. Now, you deserve all the accolades for throwing a perfect game. There's no question. But you did mention your teammates. And obviously, to have a perfect game, the ladies behind you have to play really good defense. So I'm going to guess this was a team celebration yesterday.
Oh, definitely. Really, yesterday was great because it was the first game that we had pitching, hitting, and defense on all at the same time, whereas, like, one didn't have to pick each other up. It was very much a team win when we had all three aspects of the game really come together for us. And it was really great to see how that could play out. And I also think that that really gave us the confidence, especially going into this coming week against ULM.
That's where I was headed next. ULM is tied for first place, and the Eagles are just two games behind them. Boy, this is some pretty deep water you're going to swim in this weekend, Kayla. Tell us about it.
I think really we just need to make sure that we stay level-headed and don't make the moment way too big, and make sure we focus on one out at a time, one pitch at a time, and break it down. And know that, like, it's just a game, and as long as I think our team stays together and we have fun, then we can make some pretty big things happen and go away with the win.
What's been the secret, Kayla? This has been a record year. This is the best year the softball team has had in quite some time. But can you put your finger on what's been different and what has worked so well?
I think this year the environment is a lot better. We all support each other no matter what. All of our teammates are always there to help us, even off the field if we're struggling. And I think we've really been able to keep off-the-field situations and on-the-field situations separate. That way we don't affect our game. And I think our teammates have been a really big part in the way that we treat each other and are there for each other. Even if we're not having the best game of our life, we always have somebody else to pick us up and that will, like, take our position when we need to. And it doesn't come out of, like, a place of spite. Like, we're all there for each other, and we all support each other if someone else is in our position, no matter what the situation is.
Well, your name will forever be etched now in the record books at Southern Miss, Kayla, because of that perfect game. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners, and poor South Al had to go on that bus and drive all the way home knowing that they just got thrashed.
What a shame.
I know your heart bleeds in it, Bob.
Kayla, thank you very much, dear, and congratulations. You got a lot to be proud of, and I know all of us that follow the softball team, we're proud of every one of you young ladies.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Kayla Giordina. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's
Giordina,
right.
I mispronounced that earlier. I apologize.
From Kenner, Louisiana.
Yeah, and confirmed that she does like crawfish and etouffee.
Well, if you're from Louisiana, you better like
that's
that.
That's part of religion, is it not? Hot, spicy food.
In Louisiana especially.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, in the perfect game, I mean,
that's pretty hard.
Yeah, right there. No matter what, baseball or softball.
No question. Hey, keeping up with your favorite team is fun. Keeping up with this softball team is sure fun, but you make sure you take care of the most important player on the roster. That's you. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. And also, Kelly, this would be a great weekend to call the guys down at our favorite barbecue place, Dickie's Barbecue, because do you think they might be able to cater up something really good for a baseball weekend?
I think they might be doing barbecued Warhawk.
They could be, yeah. Yes.
Usually beef or pork, but I think a special this weekend, a barbecued Warhawk.
Don't forget their brisket. My goodness, that brisket is really good. And it's a great place to just go have a meal with your family as well. But you and I have both catered Dickie's, and you're never going to be disappointed, are you?
No, they give you, I mean, working with your budget, you know, the number of people, the side dishes, too. It's not just like, you know, your coleslaw and baked beans. I mean, they give you a lot of different options to choose from for the varied tastes that you might have in your party.
There we go. Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg, that's the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis vans and SUVs are all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. That's Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We'll be right back, everybody.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Got some gold, some silver laying around your house. Well, Marty Vick, who we should say happy birthday to. I believe yesterday, either yesterday or today, was Marty Vick's birthday. Happy birthday, Marty. If you got gold or silver, old coins, old jewelry that you don't wear, and you'd like some cash, or maybe you could take Kelly out to dinner, go to Jewel Masters. That would be the only place I would take gold and silver. There's a lot of Johnny-come-latelys. They'd like try to look all pretty in there.
Right.
Just, blah, blah, blah. That's all a bunch of bull. Marty Vick's been buying gold and silver longer than anybody. He'll give you more money for your gold and silver more than anybody. That's all you need to know. Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg.
And that's the only way I'm going out to dinner is if somebody else pays for it.
I'm pretty aware of that, Kelly. We've known each other a long time.
So where's the boy wonder this week?
The boy wonder's vacationing.
Oh, he is.
Yes, he's at Alcatraz.
Well, that's where he
right.
belongs.
He's going to see Alcatraz.
Wait a minute. Dema Mixon in a blue state of California?
Well, I'm sure that Dema will keep his mouth very tightly sealed.
Well, yes. If he knows what's good for him.
Yeah, that's not Dema's folks out there, so he'll be back with us next week.
Well, Bob, some great news, of course, with the softball team. Let's go over those softball standings. Marshall and ULM leading the way at 16-5. Texas State and Southern Miss right behind, tied for third at 14-7. What's problematic there, though, for the Eagles is that Texas State does have the tiebreaker on Southern Miss. They won that series 2 games out of 3. But Southern Miss could jump ULM this weekend if they were
in softball.
In softball, yeah, softball standings. That's right. And, you know, went to the game Friday night, and I know you think that, you know, women's sports, very genteel. Everybody's late. No, man.
No, it's not anything like that.
I mean, the assistant coach at South Alabama got thrown out, and Becky Clark, the head coach, I think she was out complaining to the umpires about every third pitch. Man, it's crazy. But, yeah, congratulations. They are really playing well. Then on the men's side, Coastal leading the way at 17-4. Then you've got a separation. Southern Miss and App State has gotten hot all of a sudden. App State and Southern Miss both 13-8, but the Eagles have the tiebreaker on App State. They also have the tiebreaker on Troy, which is a game back at 12-9. They now have the tiebreaker on South Al, who's 11-10. And then there are 5 teams that are 10-11, Texas State, Archie State, ULM, Georgia State, and Marshall. I mean, it's just
jumbled up, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, they've done really well. Baseball-wise, Golden Eagles pretty much have that number 2 locked up as long as they don't slip up, correct?
Yeah, because App State's right there. Now, they have the tiebreaker with App State, but right now they're tied with App State. And I think they've won 10 in a row. I mean, it's just ridiculous how many that App State has won. So, sir, as Coach Ostrander said, look, there's no rest for the
got to keep moving.
Yeah, and ULM 10-11. Who would have thought that would have happened this year? And now they do have them here this weekend. I got a kick out of what Coach Ostrander was talking about, that unnamed Big 12 coach that said he wanted to come here because he heard, he knows the facility, knows it's great baseball, and knows that our fans are great. And I'm going, is this guy a sadist or something? Does he like getting yelled at and screamed at?
Our fans would never do that. I think TCU owes us a return trip. We were out there last year. I wonder if that may be who.
I don't know.
I was hinting around hoping maybe Oz would drop the names of those teams that he's scheduled next year, but ploy didn't work.
Never till it's official, right? In golf, men's golf, we talked about the women's tournament being played last week where the Lady Eagles finished 7th in the conference, so they have given that championship now to ULM. But the men's tournament actually begins today. The first of 3 days of stroke play begins at the Annandale Golf Club up in Jackson, the Jackson area, in Madison, actually. And that's where they play.
Did you say stroke play?
Yes.
Okay.
It's golf term.
Okay.
And do you know who designed that course up there?
Huh? Who?
Jack Nicklaus. Did you know that?
Did he really?
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was back in the day.
He wasn't bad.
Yeah, so day one of the three-day tournament today at Annandale. We'll keep you posted how the men are doing. And then Southern Miss, you might have already heard this on Super Talk in the news at the top of the hour, last hour, that Carl Chester, wide receiver for Southern Miss, signed a free agent deal with the Seattle Seahawks. We mentioned that Ted Hurst of Georgia State would probably be the first athlete to go from the Sun Belt, and he was. Went in the third round to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's about where they had him projected. The linebacker Duggar from Louisiana, he got taken as well in the regular seven-round draft. But now we've got the NFL draft behind us. And the Saints, depending on who you talk to, anywhere from a B-plus to a C-plus in their overall drafts.
Hey, we got a great show coming up this week. We're going to have several softball interviews, including Cross Sibley's wife, who's the center fielder, who hit a grand slam over the weekend. And I'm so proud of the way the two catchers on baseball have bounced back, Kelly. I'm going to go out at this afternoon and spend some time with Tucker Sockman and Lawson Odom at practice. Toughest guys on the team, catchers got to be. Many would argue the smartest guy on the baseball field is a catcher.
The entire game is in front of them, and they are almost directly involved in every single play. So when you look at major league managers, their winning loss percentage, it's always catchers that tend to make
something
the best.
Something tells me your favorite players have always been catchers and first basemen. Am I wrong about that?
No, actually, you're pretty right about that. But the strength of any team is up the middle, right? Catcher, shortstop, second base, and center field.
Oh, I admire these kids catching for every school that I watch, man. You got to be a tough dude to do that.
Tough way to make a living.
All right, lots coming your way this week. We hope you'll join us. We sure enjoy bringing you the show every day. And thank you for all the kind comments. And I think Kelly even gets some every now and then.
I'm amazed. I really am amazed, and we are thankful.
I'm pretty damn stunned myself. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.